Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud. Picking up on the top of the page, second line. Here we go. Zakta Gemar. Kisalak Rabbi Elazar. Remember, Elazar came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael when he went up. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're always going up, my friends. Ashche Lizairi Fanziri. And Amarle said, Iketana da Asniya Lerev Kechal is the Tana, meaning the one that teaches Brises, who taught Rav that his din, asring an udder that was roasted untorn. Is he here? Is that Tana here? Achve l'Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi. And they pointed to this great sage. Rashi says, Achve b'nei makom l'Rav Yitzchak, amu lo l'Rav Yitzchak, zeh shana lo. This is one to talk to him. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak bar Avudimi said to Rav Lazar, ani lo shenisi lo kchal kolikar. I didn't teach any yisr about roasting a kchal at all. Like, well, what's going on? Rashi says, klomar, shum kchal lo shenisi lo l'isr ben kchal miniko ben kchal she'ene miniko. I didn't teach any of this stuff. The Rav Bika Matzah, rather, Rav found a field. And Rav says, "V'Rav Shishana l'hem k'chal sha'aser bika matza klomer ra'a shahayu mezalzelin be'iser basa b'chalav v'hichmer l'hem." He saw that they were being mezalza, they were disgracing with the iser basa b'chalav. So therefore, he was machmer on them. V'gader b'gader, and he set up a gedda, says the Gemara. Dara ikla litatlafush. Like, what does that mean that he found like this open field? What it means is they were amaratim, didn't know the halachas about anything. So he's machmir with them. Now, because Rav once, he visited Tatlafush, which is a place, and Shamala he itza to Ka'amar Tachaverta, he heard that there was this woman saying to her friend, Riva de Bisra Kamachalava Bai Liva Shule. If you have a certain amount of meat, a riva, which is like a litra of meat, how much milk do you need in order to be able to cook it? And Amar, Rav says, Lo gemir de basa b'chalav aser? Hold on one second. You don't know that it's aser to cook milk and meat together? Yaakov akasa luk chali. So he stayed there and he asered for them udders. Really, l'chatchila, maybe it's not good to do l'chatchila, but the evidence would be fine, but he asered even with the evidence because of what's going on here. Av kahana masni hachi, he taught it like this. Rav Yossi bar Abba masni, he taught it like the following. Anak chal shalminika shenisilo. He said, yeah, I taught him a brisa which says that an udder that was roasted and wasn't torn is aser, but I taught this brisa only refers to an udder of a minika, that is a nursing animal. I said, shalisa minika v'yesh b'dadeh chalav kanus arbe. There was a lot of, you know, it's fully loaded with milk. U mi pilpulo shal Rabbi Chia shana le chal stam. But Rabbi Chia, because of his sharpness of mind, he taught Rav this very same brisa in reference to an udder without explaining it, and that's what led Rav to make this mistake. Rashi says, "Shehu mechudad ma'od umeivim me'atzim of kasavah shetamidah mechudad v'gmosei." Thought he was sharp like him. Kishechazer v'shana lifnei Rav Chia shana lustam besaver sheyesh she. Yavin Rav Shein Usr Elaminika Velohivin. He thought he'd realize it's only a nursing one, but he didn't realize it. Rav and Rav Yitzchak Rav Bar Yosef Yeklalabi Rav Papi. They visited the house of Rav Papi. Isil Kamayu Tafshila Dekhal. They brought before him a dish, an utter dish. Delish. An utter delish dish. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Achal. He ate from it. Ravin, he didn't go, he didn't eat from it, because they, we're going to see that, minog, that they didn't eat others. Amar Abaye, Ravin Tchala, Amai Lo'achal, Ravin, Nebuch had children that died during his lifetime, and Tchala, Rashi says, Tchala is Shachul, Kolver Esbanov, that's a Lashon of somebody whose children died during their lifetime. So he says, Ravin, the one whose shachu is in the state of bereaved, is bereaved. Why didn't he eat? Mechti, let's see. The bisu de Rav Papi brought to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Havai. The wife of Rav Papi was the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha mori de Uvdavam. And he was known to be very meticulous in the way he behaved. Rashi says, Zahir b'maisev tovim. He's very careful. He loved the shmir lemi b'nasha. If Rav Papi's wife did not learn from her father's house, and other is mutter for eating, and she wouldn't have prepared such a dish for us. So clearly it should be that he should be able to eat it. What's going on? Why is he eating it? So the Gemara, Besura lo achli kachli, in Sura, they don't eat udders at all. Rashi is legame, I feel it sleep, I feel it car, even if it's roasted, even if it's ripped open. But Pumadisa achli kachli, but in Pumadisa, they do eat it. Okay, that's why they need it. Story time. Rami bar Tamre, the Rami bar Kula, min Pumadisa, where is Tamre? Who is Rami bar Dikule of Pumpadisa, Ikla the Sur of Amali Yom Kippur, he went to Sur on the night of Yom Kippur. Afkinu Kuli Alma Lekachalinhu Shadinhu. Everyone brought out their udders and threw them into the street. They're getting the Suda ready, you know, to have a Suda Mafsekas for Yom Kippur, and they threw all their stuff out because that's what Sur does, they throw it out. Azal Ilu Naktinu Achlinu, Rami bar Tamur, he went to collect all the others. And he ate them all. I saw the kind of chista. They grabbed and they brought him to Avchista. Amalei, they said, Amai Tavirachi, why'd you do this? You know, the minhag here is that we don't eat them and you're gathering and eating them. Amalei said back, Me Asad Rav Yehuda na da achil. I'm from Rav Yehuda, you know, from the town of Rav Yehuda who eats udders. Amalei, Avchista says, Vleslach, but. What Vleslach knows in a love Chumri Amakam Shiatsim Shem Chumri Amakam Shalacham. You don't hold of the Inya that you know you go according to the Chumri Amakam that you came from that you're going to, right? Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun we saw earlier in Yechesam Aves. Amalei says Chutz L'Tchum Achaltenu. I ate them outside of the Tchum. I didn't eat them over here. Yeah, Ubamat V'Sinhu. And so Chis asks, and what did you roast? What did you roast them with? Like, there's no wood over there. Rashi Seichem Hayu Lecha Sham Eitzim. Amalei says, before Tzani, with grape pits that I find by the wine press. Chertzanim, Rashi says, Chertzanim She'etzel Hayakavim Ve'avartim. I use the grape pits. V'dilma Miyein Nesach Aveh. So, maybe that was from Yain Nesach. And therefore, it's also Anna. Amalei, La'achar Shnei Masar Chodesh Havu. The other after 12 months, and therefore they're mutter. Rashi says, "Utaram sechaz avodah zara, lachem asum yaveshim utaram veilahim lachem. What's called lachem? Kol shneim asachodas only for 12 months. For some of the gazahava, but maybe they were stolen, and you're using stolen goods." Amalei says, "Yeish ba'ilim avodah kadchubahu chilfei. The owners they were miyayish of getting them because they were so old." And not only that, they had these things that were growing out of them, like nettles that were growing out of them. Rashi says that, yeah, this stuff that's growing, Gadlu behem machmas shenirkuvu v'nasa afar, was it rotted and became like dirt, and chilfi is urtayish v'holdem eskalkalin v'rekovim, it became so bad and so rotten, lo notum mishum shvamenei v'choshesh, they're not a problem. Chazal havil manach, delo hav manach tefillin, so Rav Chisa saw that he wasn't wearing tefillin. Amalei says, my time alone and after tefillin. Why are you wearing tefillin? Like they're on the hunt. Amalei, so every time I said, cholim ayim ahu. He says, because I have stomach issues. If I'm a Yehuda, cholim ayim, patr min tefillin. Someone who's got stomach issues, patr, I should maybe she's tzarech l'chaltzin tadir. Because it's to take them off constantly. Therefore, he's patr from wearing tefillin. You have over here in the Masorah Shas that I am Perish Rashi the Hocha Chen Tosos Suvus Kovtalet Kasu Atan Lefish Einyachon Lizar Hate. If you're not able to be careful with it because you know you have to use the bathroom all the time. Chazed the Lahavakar Rami Chute. He saw that he didn't have tzitzis on his clothing. Amalei says to him, "By time of the Chute, where's your tzitzis?" Amalei says, "Tal Shulehi." He says, "No, I borrowed this. It's not mine. You have to put a tzitzis on a borrowed talis." Va'amar of Yehuda. And, you know, Buddha said, beep, turn the page. Kuf, yud, I'm a base. Tal shula, koshal shmiyam, p'tur min a tzitzis. He borrowed garment all for 30 days, he put from tzitzis. Adach, in the meantime, I saw la hu gavra, the lohava mokar avu avime. They brought, in front of Rav Chista's bezdin, a person who wasn't honoring his father and his mother. Rami by time is watching this whole thing. What do they do? Kaftu, and they tied him up, and they were going to give him Malkus. And Rashi says over here, on top Rashi, Kaftu ala Amud on the pillar, la Alkoso, to give him, on, you know, to give him malchus. Because the tanya suvistav pevav b'medvar memurim dar bayim besulah. Where do we say you give 40 malchus and no less? And not more. B'mitzvah losas say shekvar nasas aver. What's the mitzvah losas? If someone is over a losas, saying they already did it. Aval mitzvah say shelafanav. If you have a mitzvah say that's in front of him. Vena wrote to the Kaim, he doesn't want to do it. Could go on Omer, no, I say Sukhi, say do it. Sukhi, Vena, say doesn't do it. I say Lula, Vena, say do Lula, Vena, do it. Makan Sachi, Testi, Nafshel. You beat him until his soul leaves him. So in the meantime, remember, Tamar is watching this, and Omer, Lu, Shufku, said, let the guy go. What are you doing, Omer? Let him go. Titania, once in a brisa. Call Mitzvah, say, Shamatan Schar Bitsida. Whenever you have a Mitzvah, say, that the reward is written along with it, Rashi says, Laman, Ya, Richun, Yamecha. Like, for example, that type of example. Lachain perish matan schar lomer im lo te kaimenu zeu oncho shalot titel schar ze. Lomotzin ein bezin shalomatim usarn ala. The lower court, meaning this bezin, is not admonished in reference to that. So that is, leave the guy. Meaning, when you have the schar written there, kabris vicha des mecha, laman yarichon yomecha, so that is the. If you didn't have that, so then the beast goes ahead and punishes, you know, give the guy the smackdown. But over here, what it's saying is, do this in order to get that. And if you don't do that, then you won't get that. That itself is the punishment. So Amar Leif, Chizah says, so I'm chazin alach the charif to, I see a pretty sharp guy. You know, you got answers to everything here. Amar Leif, so he says back, Ihave v'asad de Rav Yehuda, achavinach lach churfe. If you would be in Rav Yehuda city, I would show you how sharp I am. All right, we dealt with udders. Let's now move on to livers. This is an important thing to know. When you have dam, the dam that's in the meat of an animal's mutter, you hear this? You're not going to eat blood, right? Blood comes out in a cup, you drink that blood, that's a problem. But the blood that's absorbed in the meat is going to be mutter as long as it didn't separate. That's called dam evarim, the blood of the organ, shelo perish, they never separated. Therefore, it's mutter to eat a raw piece of meat, even though it has dam. But once the blood leaves the meat and becomes dam evarim sheperish, then that's a nisser. You know how to do that. You know how to eat that. So if somebody cooks meat in a pot before pulling out the dam, it becomes aser. Because while cooking it, the blood comes out of the meat, it goes into the water, and then it becomes aser, the blood that was perish. And then it gets absorbed by the meat, and therefore the whole thing is going to be problematic, right? Meat cannot be cooked until its blood has been taken out. Two ways of taking out. You roast it, or you salt it. Now, this is all good and dandy, generally speaking, but when it comes to the liver, there's so much blood there that salting is not really going to get it all out, and therefore if the liver is cooked, even after salting, it's certain that during this cooking process, more blood's going to come out. So we got to figure out now, so how exactly do we deal with this? This is Gemara. Amar le abaye le rav safra kisalakta. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, this is Abaye's sister of Safa, when you go there, ask them about the liver. How do you guys deal with it? How do you deal with that liver? Says Rashi, Atem Nogimbo Mutter, Kavda Ma Atem Nogimbo Mutter Levasha Bekadera, is a mutter to cook in a pot? O Asim Epneshapoli Dam, Vialfa Bishakulo Dam, Afilahi La Acha Shapiris, Vyatsa Rehu Dam Vasser. What do you do? What do you do? Kisala Katskala Rab Zvika, or Safa went up there to sell. Of course, you go up. There's his cell. Bachasham, he found Zika, and he says to him, Amalei, Ana Shalki Le, Lerabi Ami Vachil. I would cook a liver for Avami, and he ate it. Says Rashi, Bishalti Lo Kaved Vachlo. I cooked it for him, and he ate it. Kiyasa Lagabe, when Rab Safa came to Abaye, and he told him what happened, Amalei, Abaye says to him, In reference to the liver asking itself, I don't have a question about that. I never meant to ask whether the liver can be cooked by itself. It's clear that the liver doesn't make itself usher through the blood and then the going out and going back in. The pshitali, the kevin, the trudahi liflot, lahotzi kol shah lo bala, because it's so busy spitting at the blood, it's not absorbing it. So that's not really my question over here. Tikomi Baile, let me say Haberta. I want to know to Aser its friend. Right? That is, let's see if another non-liver piece of meat cooked together with it in the same pot. But asking it, Rashi says, "Im dami yotzi bimenu oser baser acher misbashim." It's going to also the other ones goes along with it. So if Av says, "Gwar my shnala misa nafshad lo mi baylach," what Safa he doesn't really understand like what's going on. Like he says, what's different about asking the liver itself that you don't have a question? Like why are you so certain that cooking a liver that it doesn't absorb any of the dam that it spits out? The Tanan, maybe because you know that a Mishnah that says in Trumos, it doesn't become usher if the liver is cooked in a pot. It doesn't become usher through the spitting out the dam and then reabsorbing it. All right, says Rashi. Rashi says, "Klomer mi the pashat lecha b'dida the sharia al mashmiya lech ha'mas nisen im kein lemeiser nami chaverta lota." But it shouldn't be a question about asking its friend either. The ha'ach mishnah gufa tanan ba the oseres ubesev desarmi. The mishnah itself says that. Rashi says the lemeiser chaverta nami lota ba. It shouldn't be a question. The tanan is in the same mishnah kavir oseres. The liver is going to answer other meat. The pinon itself, doesn't become asim. Because it's spitting out, but it doesn't absorb. It's like, what's even your question here? Yamale, you know, Abai explains now why he can't get the answer to his question from that. Yamale, he says, Dilma hasam bekavda di yisura. Maybe that Mishnah is talking about an usser liver, right? A liver from an usser animal. You know, it's a trefa or something like that. Beep, turn the page, kushri l'alaf, am l'alaf. And we show him shamanu nisa. And the Mishnah is telling that it's assering the other meat that's cooked because of the fact of the shuman that it's putting into it. Now she says, and we show him shamanu nisa ka'amar da oseres as a mispashalima. If we show b'leim in a trefa, if you don't know oseres im shal heter yi, bishla im trefa, and it was Saras Lafisha true the liflot, because it's always, if it's a kosher one, it's always spitting out. Kosha. And therefore, Vena Balas Klum, it's not going to absorb, even if it's not kosher meat with it. Aval, Dama, Shenafik, Mine, Dikshera, Miboyle. That's what I want to know. Yaser Khrina, is it Aser? Another one. Elo, the Ikalamimer, the Ha, the Eterahu. Shari Ikra Dam, Vicholzman Shalopirish, Pshita Li, the Mutter, Vichipirish, Miboyle Mai. Right, so he's saying that maybe the Mishnah is saying that if a liver, if it's a non-kosher animal is cooked with it, you know, it's going to make it usher because the liver is going to give some fatty isser over there. But if it's a kosher animal, it's cooked with a non-kosher meat, then it's not a problem because it's spitting out the whole time, right? It's not going to absorb. So his question is now, Mishum Dama Mai, what if one cooks a liver of a kosher animal with other meat? Where the only question over here is because of the dam that's spitting out, what's going to be the din here? Does the liver blood make the other kosher piece of meat now usher or not? Do we say that the fact that the Torah matters eating liver, even though it's made entirely of hardened blood, is saying that the liver blood is therefore mutter, even after it's spit out from the liver? And therefore, although this dam is absorbed in the other pieces of meat in the pot, they're going to be mutter. Do we say that once the liver blood leaves the liver, it becomes usher as blood? And since his blood is then absorbed by the other piece of meat in the pot, then they become usher. Kihadr salakashkil Rav Zvika, when Rav Safa went up a second time to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Zvika again. And just like Abai said, you know, to ask about what's going to be the din about cooking with other pieces of meat. Amalei, Rav Zvika says to him, "Hi, nami loti baylach. This also you shouldn't have. There's no problem. You shouldn't even ask a question. Danavi Yanai Brei the Rabbi Ami, he called the Yehuda Brei the Rabbi Shimon Pazi, because myself and Yanai, the son of Ami, we visited the house of Yehuda, the son of Shimon Pazi, the Kariva Lan Kanya Bekofi Vachalna. They served us a trachea with the stuff that's attached to it." She says, "Akana im kola mechuberlo hareya v'alei v'kavir v'kulnes pasu yachad." What was connected to it? The lungs, the heart, the liver. They're all cooked together, and we ate it. So it must be that the dam of the liver is mutter, even when it comes out of the liver, and the liver can be cooked together with other meat in the same pot, and there ain't no problem. We good. Matzke flora v'ashi. Vitam Rav Shmuel Miz Zukinya. He came in and said, Hold on one second. If you want to say that the dam of the liver does become usher once it comes up from the liver, Like maybe we'll say that it actually does become aser, and therefore generally cooking the liver with other meat is going to aser it. V'dilma pi kana chutz l'kederava. Maybe the mouth of the trachea was outside of the pot when they cooked these meats together, and therefore the liver's blood was actually spit into the pot itself. The blood of the liver drains from its arteries through the tube of the liver into the trachea outside of the pot, and none of the blood actually goes into the pot itself. Maybe that's what's going on here. Inami michlat havichalut le meikara. Maybe the liver was seared with vinegar, or boiling water, beforehand, before this even went in. Rashi says this bashal damo besocho kadeshalo yaflut, so it shouldn't spit out. Ode because she is bashal acher. V'damo hamuvla betocho mutter kol zman shelo yotzei, and the dam that's inside, if it's not asher, as long as it didn't leave. Kadra Rav Huna chalti le bechala, like that's what Rav Huna would do. His people would sear the liver in vinegar before they cooked it. Rav Nachman chatalei b'roshin. Rav Nachman, what would he do? He would sear the liver in boiling water. So maybe that's the reason why that was mutter, and it's actually not teaching us at all that if you would cook this stuff together, that the blood coming out would be mutter dam. You have no raya from that story. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.